back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
And welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is Horace Morton's Weather Predictions Part 4, which first aired on June 17th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. He walks about among human beings disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. Sent to investigate remarkably accurate weather predictions by the famous meteorologist Horace Morton, Kent and Lois Lane have run head-on into mystery. Elmer Rogers, Morton's assistant, has been murdered during a violent storm. And when Kent went down the mountain to inform the police, he found that thieves had broken into the New Birmingham Bank and locked its officers in the vault. Superman rescued the imprisoned men and then raced back to the lonely observatory, only to discover that Lois and Dr. Morton were nowhere to be found. As our story continues today, the police have arrived, and Kent is explaining the situation to the sergeant in charge. Listen.
Listen, Sergeant. During the storm, Miss Lane, she's Dr. Morton's niece, she and I were in the laboratory, up there at the head of the stairs.
Yes?
Well, we heard a shot. And when we came down here to see what had happened, we found Elmer Rogers.
Shot?
Shot and killed. With a revolver that was lying near him on the floor.
Wait a minute. You say that you and Miss Lane... Where was Doc Morton?
Well, he came in while we were bending over Rogers. He'd been out.
Out where?
I don't know.
Okay. Then what?
Well, I told him to telephone the police. But he came back after a while and said the wires were down. So I left him here with Miss Lane and hurried to New Birmingham myself. I told the police, then came right back. And here's what I want to tell you. There isn't a sign of either Miss Lane or Dr. Morton. They've simply vanished.
Huh? Well, where are they going?
Well, if I knew, I'd tell you.
Okay, we gotta look around. Maybe they're hiding. You went over the place, upstairs and down?
Everywhere except the cellar, if there is one.
Okay, we'll take a look at it. Where's the door?
Well, I don't know. Maybe through here. You want to take a look at Rogers on the way?
What do you say, Devlin?
Not much, Arch. We got him all right. Shot from close by. We'll take the gun back and check it for prints.
Wait a minute. What's this here? Where did this dirt come from?
Oh, that's kind of gravel-like. He had it in his hand.
Had it in his hand? Well, what is it? Here, you take a look.
Where'd it come from? Looks like black dirt.
Yeah. You ever seen it before?
No. If he had it in his hand when Miss Lane and I looked at him, I guess we missed it.
If he had it in his hand. You don't think somebody put it in there later, do you? What's the matter?
Shh. Keep quiet.
Well, what's up? What do you hear?
Beyond that door, just behind you. Someone is coming up a flight of stairs.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Bless my soul.
Dr. Morton.
Morton? Are you Doc Morton?
Of course. You went to get the police, didn't you, Kent? You know, I'd completely forgotten.
Dr. Morton. Where is Lois?
Lois?
Yes.
Dear me, isn't she upstairs in the laboratory? That's where I left her.
She is not in the laboratory.
No? Then she's probably in bed. Sensible girl. Too much excitement. People getting killed, calling police.
Dr. Morton, Lois is not in bed. As you know perfectly well. Where is she?
My dear Mr. Kent.
I left her here with you while I went to get the police. Now she's gone. Where is she?
I give you my word, I haven't the faintest idea.
Come on, Doc. What have you done with her?
What have I done with her?
What were you doing down in the cellar?
My dear Kent, your tone. I don't like it.
I don't care whether you like it or not. What were you doing down in that cellar?
Devlin, go down them stairs and see what you can find.
Okay, Sarge.
Now then, Doc, come on, speak up. Didn't expect us to get here so soon, did you? You thought you'd get away with it. Well, come on. Let's have it.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I want to know what you were doing down those cellar stairs.
Then if you must, I have a small chemical laboratory. When Lois and I were left alone, I advised her to find a book. As I recall, I left her reading.
You left her? Where'd you go?
I remembered I'd been working on an experiment, a new step in the breakdown of pitch blend.
A what?
I doubt if you'd understand. You know the new Birmingham refinery?
The refinery?
Yes.
Sure, yes. What of it?
I have some acquaintance with the director, Mr. Milo Fales. At his request, I have been investigating the breakdown of pitch blend ores into radium.
Radium? You mean there's a radium refinery in New Birmingham?
Yeah, that part of it's straight enough, but the rest ain't. I don't believe a word of it. Come on, Al.
Wait a minute, Sergeant. I just thought of something. Where's that gravel? Here. Dr. Morton, look at this stuff. You know what it is?
Where did you get that, Mr. Kent?
It was in Roger's hands when he was killed. What is it?
Pitch blend, Mr. Kent. The same very valuable pitch blend ore that I worked with alone in my cellar laboratory.
You mean he stole it?
It would seem so.
Okay, that's enough for me. Method, that there gun. Motive, on account of he stole the radium. Opportunity, when you sneaked out and left Kent and Miss Lane alone. You're coming with me, Doc.
And just what are you talking about, officer?
You heard me. You're coming down to jail, and you're coming now.
Oh, yeah, devil? Ain't nothing down there, Sarge. Just a little room and a bench with a lot of bottles and stuff.
Wait. Any place to hide anything?
No. It ain't more than 12 feet square. Cut right out of the rock.
Get my coat, Devlin. All right. Come along, Doc.
I protest. I protest most emphatically. This is an outrage. Monstrous. I shall complain.
Okay, okay. Complain to the judge. But you're coming with me, and you're coming now. Hey, Devlin. You stay here and search the place.
Okay.
You too, Kent. We want you for a witness. I'll send the coroner up.
Sergeant, look. Tire tracks.
What?
Tire tracks. The car.
What are you talking about? What car?
Forget it. I made a mistake.
Tim, you get out after that girl. Search the house first, then the woods. If you don't find her, we'll be back to the posse. I'll see you later.
Come on. Come on back inside. You'll get soaked.
No, you go ahead. Search the house. I'll look around outside. I don't mind the rain.
Well, holler if you find anything.
Find anything? I should say I have. Good thing that sergeant didn't question me. I almost gave myself away, calling attention to those tire tracks. I almost blurted out that Lois's car was gone. Then they'd start asking me what I used to get to town in. Let me look at those tracks. Down the road. Looks like a skid. It's traveling fast. Here, what's this? More tracks. There was another car here. Those aren't Lois's tire marks. Her car left in a hurry, and the second car went after it. Well, I think it's time Superman took a hand and went after them both. Up we go. Up, up, and away.
Far ahead on the narrow, twisting mountain road, wet and treacherous, Lois Lane desperately urges her car to its highest speed. Behind her, a second car, long and black and low, relentlessly closes in. Suddenly, the silver glitter of water, a narrow bridge, the second car creeps up, while high overhead, Superman streaks through the stormy sky.
There it is. That's Lois's coupe. And she's driving it, but who's that chasing her? Great Scott, they're going at top speed, both of them. They're on the bridge. The second car's trying to pass. What? He's crowding Lois into the bridge. Gotta get into this. Down. Down. They're forcing Lois over. Oh, she's crashed. She's going through the rail. She's in the lake. I'll have to let those other fellows go. Got to get Lois down into that water. Faster. Faster. Now.
Oh, what's happened? What was it?
Lois. Miss Lane, you're all right. Just take it easy.
Oh, Clark. Mr. Kent, the car... What happened?
You had a nasty spill. A car shoved you into the lake. Luckily, I got there in time to pull you out.
But where are we now?
It was the strangest thing in the world. Just as I pulled you out, This fellow came along in his truck, and he's giving us a lift into town.
Sure thing you know, mister. I'll have you up to that there hospital in no time.
Miss Lane, how do you feel?
I'm all right. But those men, where are they?
What men?
The ones that were chasing me. Oh, Mr. Kent, just after you left, two men came in a car. They were the ones who killed Rogers. I heard them. They didn't know I was there, but...
You heard them confess to the murder? Well, Lois, Miss Lane, who were they?
Oh, I don't know. They were after Uncle Horace, but he was down in the cellar. He never even knew.
Then what he said was true. He didn't do it.
To do what?
Kill Rogers. The police thought your uncle murdered Rogers because he'd stolen some radium ore.
Oh, no, no. Poor Uncle Horace. Mr. Kent, it wasn't that at all. I heard the whole story. Those men, they were using him. They were criminals.
You mean... Great Scott, you mean they were committing crimes when they knew there were storms coming? Lois, Miss Lane, that explains everything.
Oh, it was more than that, Mr. Kent. Uncle Horace, he didn't just forecast when storms were coming. He made them.
What? But that's not possible.
Oh, but it is. It is. I heard everything before they saw me. Uncle Horace made the storms. And he never knew what they were doing, but Rogers knew, and he said he'd tell, and that's why they killed him. Oh, Mr. Kent, Uncle Horace, where is he now?
He's in jail, but he won't be there long. Hey there. Never mind the hospital. Drive straight to the jail.
Jail?
Yes.
Okay, mister. Right near there now.
Good. Yeah, but, Lois, there's something I don't understand. Why were these men after you?
Oh, they heard me, and I ran for the door and the car. I just got away, but they came after me. I drove as fast as I could to get to town and the police, but they came alongside on that bridge.
Well, never mind. I know what happened after that. And boy, was it lucky. Oh, look. Here we are. There's the jail. Police headquarters. What? Oh, what's happened? Look at that crowd.
Mr. Kent, what is it?
Hey, what's all the shooting for?
There's the man I want. Sergeant! Sergeant!
What the? Hey, Kent!
Yeah?
Where'd you come from? Say, don't tell me you got the Lane girl.
Sergeant, here she is, and she told me the whole story. Morton didn't commit that murder. We've got to get him out. Where is he?
Where is he? That's what I want to know myself. Doc Morton's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
What do you mean?
I mean he's been snatched, taken away. Listen, I got him down here and put him in a cell. Then came the biggest explosion you ever heard.
Explosion?
There was a gang after him. They broke into his cell, and now they got him. Kent, if you know anything at all, who are they? What's it all about? Who's got him? And what are they going to do next?
One mystery solved, only to lead into another. Horace Morton, famous scientist, revealed as the man who has found the secret of actually creating weather. But what of the mysterious group who have stolen him away? What do they intend doing? And what unbelievable climax lies ahead? Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Horace Morton's Weather Predictions Part 5, which first aired on June 19th, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed. Valiant fighter for truth and justice. Stronger than a locomotive. Faster than an airplane. Who came to Earth from the planet Krypton and who walks about among men disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Kent and Lois Lane have discovered that Dr. Morton, Lois' uncle, actually created the weather he forecast. And that a mysterious group headed by a man named Collins was using him for its own evil ends. When we last saw them, Kent and Lois Lane had come to the jail to bring about the doctor's release, only to find that Collins had been ahead of them, flown in the jail walls and vanished with the old scientist in his power. As our story continues today, some time has passed. The desperate search for the missing Dr. Morton has produced nothing. And meanwhile, a new danger threatens. Listen.
Where are we?
Right in the narrowest part of the valley. The radium plant's right there ahead. That's the gate.
Why, Mr. Kent, the radium plant's right against the steepest part of the mountain. It's right under it.
Exactly. So is that little settlement. Workers' houses, mostly. I tell you, Miss Lane, Music Mountain is actually moving. And if it comes down any further, well, there's going to be a real panic.
But I don't understand. What's doing it?
Here, look up. You see all that slope of loose rock? Well, it's moving, that's all. It's on the way down.
Yes, but why?
Search me. Maybe it's because of all that rain. Got things loosened up. Say, look. They're beginning to get people moved out already. Look at those trucks. And isn't that a big busload of kids there?
Oh, Clark. Those poor people. They must be frantic.
I guess they are, all right. They're in a mighty dangerous spot. Well, we've got to get going.
Who's this man we're going to see?
Milo Fales. He's the acting head of the radium refinery.
Oh, I didn't know they found radium down here.
Well, they don't. But they send the pitch blend ore down here to be refined. Remember what your uncle said that night they arrested him?
I wasn't there.
He said he'd been doing some work for Fales, trying to find a simpler refining process. And I just happened to remember it myself.
What do you mean?
Lois, we've tried everything, and we've come up against a blank wall. Not a single lead. Your uncle's just vanished. Well, this is our last chance. Fales may know something or remember something. Let's go down and have a talk with him. It's worth a try. Say, I beg your pardon.
But keep out of the way, please.
Mr. Kent, what's it all about? This place is like a madhouse.
We're moving, young lady. Got to get this whole plant cleaned out and packed into trucks before that mountain comes down on top of us. So if you don't mind...
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Fales, Milo Fales.
I'm Fales. What's on your mind? Only make it fast.
Well, Mr. Fales, I'm Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet.
Sorry, no time for the papers. You have to excuse me. Hey, Mike, not that one. Get the cases packed up first.
Mr. Fales, we don't want an interview.
Right.
This lady is Miss Lane, Lois Lane, and she's a niece of Dr. Horace Morton's.
What's that? Niece of Morton.
We don't want to bother you, Mr. Fales, but if you could tell us anything...
Here, come in my office. There's much noise out here. You can't hear yourself think. Now then, how much do you know?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Fales, we don't know anything.
Absolutely not a thing. And we can't find out anything.
What made you come here?
Because on the last night we saw Dr. Morton, the night he was brought down to New Birmingham, he said he was working on a pitch blend process connected with a radium refinery. He said he was doing it for you.
Oh, I see. That's the way it is, eh?
Mr. Kent just remembered it, Mr. Fales, and he thought, and rather he hoped, you might possibly be able to shed a little light on what's happened to my uncle.
I know it's just a shot in the dark, but believe me, we've tried everything else.
That's what brings you here, Hayne. Well, all I can say is I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't tell us a thing.
Miss Lane, I only wish I could. You say you haven't any idea at all where your uncle is?
Well, Mr. Fales, I don't even know if he's alive.
Oh, yes, he's alive. I mean, he must be.
But you don't know anything more about him?
Mr. Kent, that was the name, wasn't it?
Yes.
My connection with Dr. Morton was really nothing more than casual. Less than that. He was interested in chemistry. And he thought he might be able to help us.
Help you how, Mr. Fales?
Well, we refine radium. Very difficult process. Over 35 different steps. Dr. Morton thought he might be able to find a simpler process.
Radium? That's very valuable, isn't it?
Valuable? Look here, young lady. Just look out this window. See those trucks?
Yes. What about them?
They're piled with pitch blend ore, about a quarter refined. Can you imagine what that stuff is worth, just as it is?
The pitch blend ore as it stands on the trucks?
As it stands on the trucks, 25 tons of it. Mr. Kent, that stuff is worth, refined down, as it is right now, about $30,000 a ton.
Great Scott!
Maybe you see now where we're breaking our necks to get it out. Before that mountain comes down and buries the whole works.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Fales. You go right on about whatever you were doing.
Miss Lane, if I could do anything to help you find your uncle, I'd talk all day. But I can't. And I can only say I'm sorry. Hello. Fales speaking. Yes. Yes, I know. Well, it isn't raining now, is it? All right. All right, I know. Just as fast as we can. Well, I can't work miracles. Keep your eye on it. Let me know. That's our engineer up on the mountain. He says there's not much time. So I'll set to come sliding down some more.
Oh, Mr. Fales, what's doing it? What is it?
Miss Lane, you can lay it all to the weather. The more it rains, the faster Music Mountain slides. Right now, it's only 50 feet from our rear wall.
How fast is it coming now?
So far, about 20 feet a day. But if it rains much more...
But it isn't raining now.
No, not here. But up on the mountain, it's raining cats and dogs.
Oh, those poor people in the settlement. What'll happen to them?
Nothing, if they keep moving. If they stay where they are, well...
Oh, it's dreadful, Mr. Kent. Isn't there anything we can do?
Miss Lane, we're newspaper people. All we can do is write it up.
Well, I'm going to help them. I don't care. If you think I can just sit back and write about it, you're... Mr. Fales, thank you so much.
Thanks for nothing, eh? Sorry, Miss Lane. Oh, you can go out quicker by that side door. I'm going to stay here a minute. Joe!
Joe, make it fast. Get that stuff loaded, ready to go.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Lane. I thought maybe we'd get a lead on your uncle.
Well, it wasn't your fault we didn't. Come on, I do want to see what's happening to the poor people who are trying to move.
Out of this door, he said. Collie, look at those trucks. That stuff's really worth what he said. Great Scott, Miss Lane, do you realize its value? Over $750,000.
What? That black stuff?
Right there in front of you. See, if anything happened to it.
Well, what's the matter? Why are you standing there like that? Mr. Kent.
Of course. Miss Lane, did it seem to you that Mr. Fales, the manager, did it strike you that he was worried when we first came in?
Worried?
Yes.
Well, of course he was worried. If the mountain comes down, it'll ruin his refinery.
No, I didn't mean that. He was worried about us. And then later on, he seemed to think everything was all right.
Worried about us? What do you mean?
I don't know. It just flashed on me. Look, will you? Look at those women.
Oh, those poor things. Mr. Kent, I'm going down to help them. Come on.
No, you go on. I'll stay here a minute. I want to think. Go ahead.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Just stand right here. You go on. I'll join you in a minute. I just want to work something out.
Clark Kent, I believe you're losing your mind. You're acting perfectly mad.
No, go on. Go ahead, please, Miss Lane. See if you can't give those folks a lift. Look at the kids running around in circles.
Poor youngsters. Well, call me when you're ready to drive back for supper.
All right. Thank heaven she left. Didn't think she'd do it.
No, I didn't just think of something, Miss Lane. I heard something with Superman's sensitive hearing. I heard voices. Voices traveling over telephone wires. Wait a minute. There they are. They come right out of the brick wall. They're the wires leading from Fale's office. He's still talking. And I'm going to listen.
But I tell you, they came here. They only just left. They're looking for old man Morton.
Let them look. They'll never find him. Not till everything's finished. Do they suspect anything?
No, I don't think so.
Why did they come to you?
On account of the radio. Seems he mentioned it to...
Fool.
Collins, listen. Has he got it? Has he found out a new way of refining?
I told you I'd take care of that, didn't I? Well, I have. Fails, it's in the bag. If you can work it right from your end, we'll make a fortune. What about the trucks?
Loaded and ready to go. But listen, what about the mountain? I just got a report from the engineer. Unless there's more rain, it won't come down.
Don't worry, there'll be more rain. When's the best time?
To send the trucks out? Make it 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock? Okay, Fales. At 10 o'clock, there'll be the biggest rainstorm you ever saw.
Collins, what's the scheme? How'll it work out?
Have those trucks at the right place on the road and trust me for the rest. We'll block them off with the mountain and raid the whole lot of them. Okay, Fales, that's all.
Okay, Collins, remember, 10 o'clock tonight's the time.
The devils. That fellow Fales is working hand in glove with the group that's taken Morton. And Morton himself, I can't believe it. Yet I don't know.
Clark Kent, honestly, there is something wrong with you. You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Seen a ghost? Well, no, not exactly, Lois. I've just been thinking. I've been working things out.
Working what things out?
Things that are happening. Miss Lane, don't ask me how I know. Just take my word for it. There's a plot on to steal that radium ore and to wreck this whole settlement to make it look plausible this very night.
What? Mr. Kent, what? Well, how do you know? It can't be.
But it is. And I'll tell you something else, too. Your Uncle Horace, Dr. Morton, is right in the thick of it. Now then, let's figure out what to do.
How much can Superman and the person of Clark Kent really tell Lois Lane without giving away his secret? And will she believe what he tells her? And even so, what can they do to prevent the climax fast approaching when Music Mountain comes rolling down on the settlement? Tune in and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.